Candidates in the 2023 territorial general election spent $330,672.93 on their campaigns, and the top three spenders were all in Yellowknife, according to a financial report summary published by Elections NWT on April 23. Of the grand total, $194,520.44 was spent on advertising, while the remainder was spent on other expenses, such as travel and office supplies. The biggest spender in the election was Yellowknife Center candidate Robert Hawkins. He spent $25,034.72 en route to winning his riding. He received $16,950 in contributions, and spent $8,084.72 of his own money. Matt Spence, also a candidate in Yellowknife Center, was the second biggest spender leading up to the November 14 election. He dished out $23,299.26 on his campaign, but garnered fewer votes than Hawkins. Contributions covered $21,925 of his total expenses, and he personally committed the remaining $1,500. That works out to a total of $23,425 to $125.74 more than his total spend. He donated that surplus to United Way NWT. The third biggest spender was Range Lake candidate Kieran Testart, who spent $23,167.82 on his campaign, and ultimately came out on top in the race. Contributions accounted for $22,155.25 of that total, while the remaining $1,500 was contributed by Testart himself. Like Spence, his contributions worked out to slightly more than his total expenses. He donated his $487.43 campaign surplus to the NWT Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals and the Islamic Society of North America Canada. With the exception of acclaimed candidate Jane Waylon Armstrong, who spent nothing on her uncontested campaign in Monfouy, the most frugal candidates were Richard Ross in Mackenzie Delta, and John Howe in Yellowknife North. Both reported zero contributions and zero expenses. Neither won. The next lowest spender was Nadine Delorme, a candidate from Tuneddy Wheelie Day, who reported $83.25 of expenses, all of which was self-contributed. Nunakput candidate Vince Teddy reported $300 in expenses, all of which he contributed himself. Great Slave candidate James Lawrence was the only other person to report less than $500 in expenses, with a total of $495.38, all of which he contributed himself. None of the above won in their districts. Of all the candidates who participated in the 2023 election, only Inuvik Bootlake candidate Sally Ross has failed to file her complete financial report. Financial reports were initially due 60 days after the election, but candidates were allowed to request extensions with the election's NWT CEO. In March, the final deadline for outstanding reports was extended to April 9.